Welcome to Israel 18 News at 2 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The weather across Israel is mostly sunny and warm. Tel Aviv enjoys clear skies while Jerusalem sees a gentle breeze. In Haifa, temperatures are mild, making it a pleasant day to be outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, just in, Maariv reports on American efforts to arrange security operations with Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran, posing a strategic challenge for Israel. Also, in the past hour, Israel Hayom notes disruptions in train services in the north due to technology upgrades by Israel Railways. Also this hour, according to the Times of Israel, the IDF plans to release a settler accused of an attack from house arrest, but will bar him from the West Bank. Separately, the Jerusalem Post reports that Iran views a new security pact between Pakistan, Turkey, and Saudi Arabia as a shift toward regional self-reliance. And finally, I-24 News shares that the U.S. has no objections to Netanyahu's rejection of a Gaza plan following a deadly Houthi attack in Yemen. Here's what people are saying online. Noga Tarnopolsky, a journalist, posted just minutes ago about a senior Israeli diplomat's controversial statement on Judea and Samaria amid rising settler violence. Raylan Givens, an analyst, shared earlier today that Iran sees the new defense pact among Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and Pakistan as a regional security move, reducing reliance on the U.S. Middle East 24 reported that Israel's diaspora affairs minister expressed concern over Saudi Arabia's alliance with Turkey and Pakistan, suggesting counter-alliances with nearby countries. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Maariv, American diplomatic efforts are pushing for security arrangements that include Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran. This presents a challenge for Israel, balancing its security operations with international expectations. The outcome could influence regional stability and Israel's own security strategies. Turning to Israel Hayom, the expansion of Israel Railways, signaling and control system to the northern region is causing service disruptions. These upgrades aim to enhance rail safety and efficiency, though commuters may face temporary inconveniences. Improved infrastructure could boost connectivity in the long term. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel reports on Tal Yinon Dardik, a settler accused of a violent attack, now released from house arrest but banned from the West Bank. The IDF requires him to report to the police regularly, reflecting the ongoing tensions in settler-Palestinian relations. This decision underscores the legal complexities in handling such cases. In earlier reporting from the Jerusalem Post, Iran's foreign ministry commented on a new security pact involving Pakistan, Turkey, and Saudi Arabia. This alliance is seen as a regional shift toward self-reliance, potentially affecting Israel's strategic calculations. The pact could redefine alliances in the Middle East. Finally, from I-24 News, the U.S. reportedly accepts Netanyahu's stance on rejecting a Gaza plan. This comes after a deadly Houthi missile and drone attack in Yemen, which left 7 dead and many wounded. The U.S.'s position may impact future peace negotiations and regional diplomacy. On the economic front, first, KTEC announces that Nofar is in advanced discussions to acquire Highlight, an Israeli energy company, for up to $50 million. This could expand Nofar's solar and storage projects significantly. Separately, Maariv Business highlights the resurgence of defense industries amid high-tech market uncertainties. This shift is drawing attention as AI impacts become clearer. And finally, Globes reports that Israeli AI company Descartes is considering a $5 billion exit, with NVIDIA identified as a potential buyer. This follows NVIDIA's recent investment in Descartes, showcasing the dynamic tech landscape. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 3 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.